Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Now I feel good. Now I must confess, Heidi broke down. Big weather wimp that she is.
Well, it's 87 degrees. I think we should turn on the air conditioning.
Why? I thought we had agreed we don't turn it on until it hits like 97. And then I ducked. No, because there's a whole bunch of stuff flying in my direction. So, no. But, well, there you go. So, what is it? May the 16th, we have flown. It wouldn't be a white flag, would it? It'd be a blue flag, like a cool flag. But, so today was the first day, officially, air conditioning going. And I think part of it, just so I'm very, very clear on this, Joe is back. My erstwhile prodigal son, who has spent the last, he's a sophomore now, however long he was up there, in Ithaca, New York, Ithaca College. And he came back, and as soon as he walked in the door, he said, it's hot in here. I was like, oh, stop it. Just stop it. What else did he say? Well, we were having a heat wave up there in Ithaca. I said, oh, really? How hot was it? Are you ready for this? 67 degrees. Oh, well, there you go. So he has returned. He was delivered this morning. Emily. We haven't seen that Emily in a while. But now Emily, everything is sort of kind of back to the way it was. But now with air conditioning for your added comfort. How's that? That'll be nice, right? This Sunday, Vail, Virginia Law Enforcement Foundation, big event over at Greentop in Ashland. I'm hoping you come out for that. Great way to show your support for law enforcement. Great way to find out about law enforcement as a career. Might be something you are thinking about. Might be something somebody else in your family is thinking about. Or you got a neighbor's kid who's getting ready to graduate from high school or college and they've talked to you about it or they've said something, hey, pick up some information because there'll be 45, 50 different agencies represented. Now, I mentioned this Emily that's here. Well, we'll be back. I mean, she's got to go to work, but now she'll be back for dinner, obviously. But the other Emily, God, we love our other Emily, don't we? Emily Morrissey? Absolutely we do. And Emily Morrissey and Emily's bracelets will be represented this Sunday at the Big Vail event up here at the Greentop in Ashland, which is going to be great. It's going to be great. And I don't know what Emily's doing this year. Now, I know there was a year where she was making badge number bracelets for officers who came over. I have two. Well, I have two with my last number. I did not bother getting a bracelet for each number, for each badge that I've worn, because I got to go up to my elbow. It'd be ridiculous. But the last one, I mean, when I was, you don't want to hear it, but when I was on the job, I had such and such a number, and then the department went in when the year 2000 or 2001 happened, and then they did sort of kind of this renumbering, and it's not like they retire your number. The number one guy in drunk driving arrest, that's it. Nobody's getting his badge anymore. It's like, you're not here anymore? Okay, could you give that to that guy over there, please? Yeah, because he needs something to pin on his chest, and that'll do it. But I've got mine, and I also have to tell you, I've got one for Mike Walter. That's 4311. I've got one for Mike Connors. It's 192. Just folks that their loss meant something really, really personal. So I've got their badge numbers as well. All right. Couple of things. It is Friday. Let's get through the mandatory Friday disclosure. Since it is Friday, I am wearing red. Yes, I am. I am wearing an official Salem Witches shirt. What you may not know, Salem, Mass. Heidi and I and the kids lived there, lived right near Salem for a long, long time. And the official team in Salem, it's the Witches. I kid you not. The uniforms, the hats. So I am wearing a Salem Witches t-shirt, which is not one of those goofy souvenir shop sort of things. Oh, no. No, 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 no. It is really from the teams. So I'm wearing that. And just because, you know, I don't ever want to get shorthanded, I'm wearing one of those red bracelets from Emily, Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. So, yeah, I've got my double red on. And because it is Friday, I got my Peppa Pig hat on, because nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. Oh, wait a minute. Incoming from Emily Morrissey and Associates. Yes, once again this year, Emily will be making complimentary badge number bracelets. Wow. All right, so you're an officer, you're a deputy, state police officer, state trooper, federal agent, whatever. When you come up to Greentop on Sunday between 11 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon for the big Vail event, Virginia Law Enforcement Foundation, you go and you find the Emily's Bracelets tent and talk to Emily, and Emily will make a complimentary badge number bracelet for you. All right. Also, you're going to have the Stars and Stripe bracelets and the Thin Blue Line bracelets. Oh, and they're bringing the wooden beaded bracelets, which I got to tell you are perfect, absolutely perfect for Father's Day. All right. So I just wanted you to know about that. The lunatics in the House who have said we're not going to pass this budget bill. I'm sorry, kids. I have decided just to my core that our side assembles circular firing squads like nobody's flipping business. Well, we want this done yesterday. All right, it's not going to happen yesterday. Well, we want it done the day before. Listen, could you guys just grow the hell up? Maybe. I'm really not trying to attack and demean some of the folks on my side of things sometimes, but we got a limited time to get stuff done. It really is that simple. And while the leftists are circling the drain of their own volition, could you maybe, I don't know, ramp up the speed with which you do things? You know, this is one of those big issues. People are talking about Medicaid. Well, they're kicking people off. They're going to kick illegal aliens off Medicaid. That's wrong. No, that's about as right as it gets. And they're not even doing it anytime soon. That's what the dust-up is here. That's going to be 2029 before they start kicking illegal aliens off of Medicaid. Now, I'm with the crazy people in the House who say that needs to start sooner. That would be something I would agree with. I absolutely positively think that that should start. That should have started yesterday. But some of the other stuff they're holding out on, it just doesn't make any sense. And either you're on the president's team or you're not. There's just not a lot of wiggle room right now. And if you folks in the House Freedom Caucus, because that's who it is again, the House Freedom Caucus, if you guys really, really, really care about saving this country, and you know what? I believe that you do. I really do believe that. Then you got to give a little bit as well. If we had some massive, massive majority, all right, you stand on that principle or another point, and you take your stand and you make your stand, and everybody says, look at him, he did that or she did that. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But we don't have that. Am I the only one who kind of, sort of, lives in the real world? I mean, in the fanciful make-believe world, sure, I'm, I don't know, 6'2", a six-pack, and not a six-pack of cans, but like a six-pack, you know what I mean? Come on. But I don't live in the real world. Although I must confess, I am at my, you ready for this? I don't know if I should say it out loud, but I'm still going to say it out loud just because it ties in. I'm at my lowest weight since junior high school. Whew, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now I got to get back to the gym and do some anaerobic stuff, you know, get that stuff together. All right. So that's it. It is Friday. What do we got? Well, Dr. Dave Brat, my favorite economist of all time. Absolutely the best of the best. The good Dr. Brat, barring some crazy plane connection in Poland or a day out with his lovely bride. He'll be here at 3:35. Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, he'll be here at 4:35. We'll be talking a little bit about cars, because you know on Saturday morning, Stan has the best weekend radio show anywhere. It's called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. That's right. You know, he spent a lot of time, a lot of research and development and focus groups and more focus groups and more research. That's what we came up with, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. But I think it works. And then 5:35, a dear friend of mine, somebody I've been friends with for, I guess, about 35 years, right? I've been doing talk radio for 34. So, no, all right, about 34 years. Michael Harrison, who is the publisher of Talkers Magazine. He'll be with us. We'll chat about, well, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I don't even know why we're going to chat with him. I think, really, truthfully, because we're seeing more and more attacks on our First Amendment free speech rights. We're seeing more things targeted in bad ways towards many of us. So, anyway, yeah, I'm just joking. We got a lot of stuff we'll be talking about with Michael, and he's got a new song out, which just, absolutely fantastic. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I am taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, the Republicans in Congress could not manage the 1927 Yankees. Eric in Midlothian. Now, as a devoted Red Sox fan, it pains me to acknowledge anything that the Yankees may have done well, but 1927, the 1927 Yankees, wasn't that, what do they call it? Germ, do you know, was it Murderer's Row? Something like that. I mean, it was the very best players that were available in 1927, and they just, they won everything, right? They won the American League, they won the World Series, they won the, you know what else? They won the talent portion of the contest, as well as the bathing suit competition. Evening gowns, not so much. But you know, what are you going to do? It's a bunch of guys. But they did well. So, yeah, even this Red Sox fan has to acknowledge that. 804 says, Jeff, you were so right about John McGwire and Bob Good. I know. Bob Good would have been the one holding it up. I just don't know. Honest to goodness, I don't know at what point do you say, well, this is about some degree of compromise. You have more than one person involved in anything. It has to involve compromise. You have all of these people involved in it. There's got to be something there. 804 elsewhere says, Jeff, if the Republican buffoons do not pass the tax bill, I guarantee they're going to lose 100 seats. Freedom Caucus sucks. How do you really feel? No, all right. I'll leave it. I'll leave it at that. You want to hear a real first world problem? And if I'm going to share it with you, and then you have every right in the world to send me a text on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, and tell me what a flippin' crybaby whiner I am, because I will deserve it. I have had to turn down an invitation to the executive mansion for a big Jewish Virginia event. Yep. How about that? Well, because it's happening. It's happening as my lovely bride will be up in Boston. No, it's not because she's had enough of me. Well, all right. But anyway, it's not my point, Germ. Stop that. She's going to see friends, and of course, there's some sort of a concert involved. In fact, I think there are two concerts involved in a long weekend because it's Heidi, and that's what she does. But anyway, while she's going, obviously, I've got Julia duty, And so my schedule's going to be just, I mean, not going to be terrible because I'll be hanging out with Julia, which is wonderful. But, you know, there's Julia maintenance that pops up. That's all I'm going to say. And even though both boys are home, and since one of the boys is home, that will mean that, you know, his gal pal will be home as well. But they're not doing the Julia maintenance that might be required. So, yeah. So I'm going to have to turn that down. It's awful. Absolutely. It's another one of the reasons why I am so determined to make sure that Winston Sears is elected our next governor. Because if it goes the other way, I won't see the inside of the executive mansion for 4 years. I can guarantee you that. There are no invites coming if the election goes the wrong way. So, yeah, exactly. But there. So please, you reach out, 833-804-1140. Tell me just how big a crybaby I am. And I'm not really complaining much out loud, but I'm not thrilled about it. Do you ever have to turn down an invitation from the governor? I'm sorry, I can't come. Okay, might go on the naughty list. Oh, two more suggestions for Carl Leonard and your humble host for our Special Olympics of Virginia fundraising. One is a shark cage. The other one is to spend an overnight in one of those paranormal haunted houses. Let me know what you think of that. 326 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 335 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday, and I got to tell you, it's a little toasty. Even I'm going to concede it's a little toasty. 86, 87, 88. Yeah, all right. Little toasty. I give it to you. So we've got AC cranking up throughout Central Virginia. Just a heads up, about a half hour or so from now, we're probably going to see some major thunderstorms come rolling through, and they're going to be with us for a period of time, certainly through this evening and into the overnight. And some of them could, in fact, be very, very problematic. All right, so just a heads up on that. The rest of the weekend not looking too bad. I'm taking a look at some of the economic numbers, and, you know, some folks had described this, what was it, Tariffmageddon? It's the end of the world! Donald Trump is talking, these tariffs going to destroy everybody. It's terrible, terrible. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. There's a number over here. Retail sales edge upward. Egg prices are down, what, 50%? Appliance stores, electronics stores have seen an increase. I don't know. This is not quite exactly what was predicted. And then this morning, I was watching, I think it was CNN, and they had a cavalcade of the world's most respected economists saying, don't fall for this. Now, I got one economist that I trust. I mean, again, Adam Smith is good. There are a couple of other folks that are okay as well. That Milton guy, Milton Friedman. But my favorite economist, Dr. Dave Bratt. Liberty University Senior Vice President, never here on behalf of Liberty, but joins us every Friday. God bless him. He's a good guy and gives us a little insight on this. Dr. Bratt, good to have you with us.
Hey, Jeff, you must be looking at my Getter feed or my X feed now, Bratt Economics, because I just posted a lot of nice charts your people like to see on the all the Ari Melber and CNN, MSNBC, and the financial. They were comparing the tariff stock market to the Great Depression.
Yeah.
So I posted a few charts that the Great Depression was pretty big. when you look at the charts in the long time series horizon, you cannot even see the Trump tariff market blip. It doesn't even show up in comparison with the Great Depression. And so, yeah, the leftist hype, it's such. I mean, there's no other way to buy. I on the show I was on, I said those folks better check out the Ninth Commandment, you know, in the good book. It's the do not lie, do not bear false witness thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, just so we're all clear, this is all stuff that's readily available. Dave.
Oh, it's yes. Yeah. Yes. And they just, that's the left. They got too many people that are just, they just turn on the news at night and believe it. And they're not verifying any of this information. It's just stunning.
Right. It is, I guess economics doesn't actually have like a malpractice provision, but boy, if you guys did, seems to me that's exactly what this would be.
Yeah, well, and, you know, my side, I'm not exactly in a love fest with this budget we got coming out right now, too. It's a bunch of gimmicks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be posting on that. People can look it up. But basically, we're getting all the goodies. It's like we're picking groups for the vote in 2026 instead of just doing, you know, good supply side tax cuts for economic growth that go to the middle class.
Yes.
And instead of doing that, we're doing all these deductions, and then the SALT guys out on the East Coast that live in mismanaged states, they want to up the New Yorkers. It was $10,000 deduction, then it went to $30,000. That was kind of, they're going to concede that much, and the New Yorkers want an $80,000 tax cut, and the guy up there, the Republican, why do you need this? He says, because the cost of living is high in New York City. So now the new Republican logic is through tax policy, you send money to the rich because the cost of living is high. I mean, I don't think that's a good long-range plan.
No. And who does that get? The Republicans. And again, let me make very clear. Dave Brad is here. He is the senior vice president for business relations at Liberty University, but he's never here speaking on behalf of the university. These are his thoughts, issues.
Yeah, that's right.
The rest of it. Yeah, I just want everybody to be clear on that.
So yeah, no, that's good.
If you and I, we happen to be Republicans, we generally speaking, we like our side to be successful. We think we have better
ideas. Yes.
Blah blah blah. Why is my side then, as you point out, desirous of sending money to lunatic left wingers in New York? Do we really think that gets us a vote at some point?
No, I mean, they're obviously nervous and scared of re-election or whatever. But, yeah. You know, I've said it a million times, our side never runs on anything. A big, bold contract, and now you see why.
Yeah.
Because when they finally put out the budget, you can't run on this thing.
Mm.
It's not pretty, right? They just want to kind of pass it by, and it just went down in committee, right? I don't know if everybody knew that listening. But, yeah, it went down in the budget committee. I used to sit on that committee. And it's not the ballpark. We only started off with, what's her name? Has a great article in the Wall Street Journal today, Kim Strassel, summarizing.
Oh, yeah.
We started off with $1.5 trillion cuts over 10 years. Mm. That's only $150 billion a year. It's a $7 trillion budget.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've gotten rid of all that. The $1.5 trillion collapsed to zero, and now we might actually even spend more than last year. And so that's where we're at as Republicans. And then they're going to critique the living daylights out of my buddies in the Freedom Caucus right now, for tanking the bill. But we cannot keep doing this. I mean, I'm not kidding you, folks. This we haven't even talked about Social Security or Medicare yet. This is just the budget out of control. And it's really incomprehensible that the Republicans would do it. And I'll just give you one more data point, but the Republicans are funding the trans surgeries for adults in the Republican budget. You didn't know that one. So, I mean, that's, just a little bit shocking. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No. I know. It's a wow. It's like, what? The more you find out what's in this thing.
Okay. Yeah. That's
it's insane. Not good. And Trump's off doing great stuff all around the world, thinking big.
Yep.
And the Republicans, we should have been thinking big. How do you put together just a real deal, right? Solid economic growth proposal that benefits the middle class. That's the new key word.
Yes.
And the Democrats are not hitting that target. And so if we would do the right thing here, we'd have a home run. And so we need to get our act together.
All right. Well, let me ask you, you have been inside that morass that is D.C.
Yeah.
And I know you got promoted to civilian. You're really upset about that, right?
Exactly.
But is it possible then? Is it possible for everybody on our side? We're never going to get anything from the Democrats. We only have a couple of votes to get anything done. Is it realistic then to do some of the stuff we're talking about? Or is this another, come on, we just got to kick the can and we'll look the other way and we'll do, we'll gladly pay you for that hamburger next week that we're having today.
Well, I mean, it looks like it's not possible, right? Yeah, I mean, so the bad news this time is the middle class has been awakened, and there's this whole new group of Trump voters that are hyper-educated on this stuff, and they're spreading the word through the networks as fast as the thunderstorm's coming at us.
Yeah.
And the people get it now. And so, ironically, the Republicans are scared of their shadow. They're not doing the big moves, but now they probably will lose in 2026 because of this budget. It's really that bad that the Republicans are just going to become totally cynical unless Trump can Trump might have to come in. He didn't want to get in the middle of this budget brawl. He's already, right, you know, unifying the globe around tariffs and war and everything, and he's doing
yeah.
It looks like he's getting a huge success over in the Middle East, UAE, yep. Saudis, Qatar, some of our enemies.
That's right.
He's bringing them inside the fold and telling them to behave, and it looks like they're going to behave.
I know. I got to say it. I say it out loud. People look at me. I have never seen anything like this. I thought,
no.
Dave,
yeah.
that Ronald Reagan would always be the best president during my lifetime, and I got news for you. I mean, I love the good President Reagan, but boy, President Trump is just, he's kicking rear ends and taking names and getting it done.
Yeah, well, and the you're right. And then he's putting an end to the globalists and the
yes.
people that don't know what that is. You know, you can go educate yourself. It takes a while. It's kind of a deep dive. But he is structurally ending the globalists. I met with the ambassadors to Egypt last week and a bunch of other countries. And they're all real happy with what's going on.
Wow.
And in Trump loves countries like Egypt, right? Big, strong
right.
national countries. And he's yeah. telling them, you be yourselves. He
yeah.
said, we're going to be us. We're going to be the USA. But you be Egypt and you be Saudi, right? And we
mm-hmm.
used to be friends with all these guys.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean we agree with him. And Trump does say, but you better follow the American rules because we got some pretty good rules going, better than yours, right? And so he's being friendly, but he's laying down the law at the same time, and it's a pretty, pretty fantastic move.
Here's one, Dave, that I'm almost willing to bet you and I never thought we would see. I know I never thought we'd see it. Because of Donald Trump, you had YMCA by the Village People played by the Saudis, and I thought, well, there you go. I don't need to see anything else ever again. I don't know how he does it, but he did it. And if you can do that, brother, then you are bringing peace and prosperity to everybody as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's the irony. It's like Nixon goes to China or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the that's what I was saying about the budget. It's
yeah.
for too long, you know, just in literature or in our universities, we've all learned to kind of, you know, submit to this little scientific tinkering, right? Just
mm-hmm.
incremental changes around the edges.
Yes.
And the rest of world history was not like that. We had great thinkers with big, bold ideas.
Yep.
And so Trump's no theoretician, but he's just doing it. And it's shocking. It's shocking the left. They don't know what to do about it.
Do you think, because again, you've been in the middle of this, and let me remind everybody, Dave Bratt is joining us. You've been in the middle of this. You know plenty of folks on the D side of things.
Yeah.
For the life of me, I can't figure it out. Maybe you can. Do they have a game plan other than yes to illegal immigration and yes to transgender surgery? I don't hear them talking about anything else.
No, they unfortunately they do not. The smarter ones, you know, the Carvilles, and there's a few other people. What's his name? Robert Reich just wrote a piece a couple days back. If you want to read his piece, and he's it's not enough to be negative. He says we got to come up with our own populist message, and Trump has won the populist message with the middle class. And the left is freaking out, and so the left knows it's got to do it, but they, like you just said, they're picking the craziest fringe, you know, 5-10% issues, not the 90% issues. And AOC is sticking up for, you know, the criminal down there that beat his wife
yeah.
and is a trafficker and all this, and
yep.
they're running on this. But more to your point, no, they do not have a set of policy proposals at all. But this is what I was saying about the mainstream media and the followers. The average person's just wiped out. They come home from work, they turn on the news, and then they see claims like Republicans are wiping out Medicaid. Oh, yeah. And that's a totally false statement. Yep. The Republicans, all they're doing is saying, for the poor, we want to help. We want to send checks to the poor who need health for their family, right?
That's right.
But in order to get those checks, you can't stay at home. You have to be working. Mm-hmm. And you only have to work 80 hours a month. Right. And also there's in order to get it, you just got to sign up for part-time education.
Yeah.
That's the Republican policy. And the Dems are saying we're cutting Medicaid. Yep. And we're not. And then in Politico also had a good article today on these 12 pros and cons of the tax bill, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also on Medicaid. We're checking the mailing addresses for Medicaid recipients to make sure it's not fraud.
Right.
And Politico and the left says that's a cut. And I'm like, what? Explain that to me again. And so you do have to kind of get in the weeds a little bit to see who's telling the truth.
Yeah. Well, we've got an obligation to tell the truth. Now, I want to say, this has to be a regular thing now, Dave, that after every discussion we have on Fridays, we end it with something positive.
Positive. Yeah. Good.
It. So good. Flames, Lady Flames, something good? Are we winning something this weekend?
Oh, yeah. No, softball championships and men's lacrosse championships, tennis championships, all the stuff going great. And, you know, I think we graduated 25,000 people. Jeez. And 60,000 people on campus. It was crazy busy. And it's Flag Day coming up, so, you know, that's also good news. We need to rally and unify around, you know, this country and just be thankful. It's a blessing. This country's a blessing, and we need to be thankful. And so even when I'm harping on the negative news, it's only because I believe in this country and I've hope in the American people always.
Absolutely. Dave, I always appreciate you being here, brother. I want you to have a fantastic weekend, and we will chat again soon.
All right. God bless you, Jeff. Thanks for the show. Great.
Thank you. Thank you. That is Dave Brandt. Dave is just salt to the earth, brilliant guy, as you know, and an unabashed lover of the American people. That's part of his message. I'm so glad he said that at the end. That's what motivates us. It's what motivates a lot of us. We love this country. There's nothing negative about it. And in a moment, I'm going to have to explain a little bit about Medicaid and Medicare, because I'm seeing within the disability community people saying, oh, they're, you know, Trump and the Republicans are going to kick all the disabled people off of Medicare. Not even close to true. Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WRB. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Gang, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Yes, it is quite toasty. And we got thunderstorms that are going to be rolling in. Well, they're expected now. Give them a few moments, I suppose. But they could be problematic as we head through the evening and the overnight and what have you. Yes, I'm at the moment taking a look at the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of competition. The nomination phase is open. As you know, I am going to be annoying you thoroughly, thoroughly annoying and obnoxious and a pain in your rear end until, what is it, June the 4th is when the nomination period closes, right? Yeah, June the 4th. So here's what I need you to do. Go to go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. This weekend, I promise, I will be putting together my full endorsement list. My suggestion, you, of course, are always welcome to do something other than what I suggest, except in one category, and that is Best Afternoon Radio Show, where clearly you need to be voting for The Jeff Katz Show. The Jeff Katz Show as Best Afternoon Radio Show. I know it's 5 years in a row that I have been blessed to have won it. I'd like to win it in year six. And if I'm still here when year seven comes around, then yes, I would like to win it then. Why? It's not like I'm expanding the studio. Maybe I'll get an office someday. I don't know, but not the studio. And so I simply rotate the beautiful plaques each year. But if you win 7 years in a row, you're retired. It's like they hang your jersey from the rafters. So I would like to get to that point. In fact, I mentioned to Heidi this morning, I said, don't forget, you got to go online. Why? I said, you have to go to go.richmond.com/the best. Is it time for that again? Which is, you know, kind of how she used to treat my amorous advances. But anyway, no, I digress. So go.richmond.com/the best. And I said, yes, it is. And she said, well, I thought you were done. I said, well, no, it's not 5 years in a row. You have to do it 7 years in a row. Well, you better get that because I'm getting sick and tired of doing this. Okay, well, that's fine. So let's win it this year, see about next year, and then be retired. And then they give you a super duper, you're retired, you can no longer compete plaque, which I think replaces all the other plaques, and that's pretty cool. But I am looking at a lot of my friends who are on the list already, and of course supporting them. They're just so many. So once again, this weekend, I promise, I will be putting together a full list. I'll get it all over social media, and you may take my advice or ignore my advice in any of those areas except for Best Afternoon Radio Show. And then I promise, once we get through the voting portion of it, then I'll leave you alone for another year. Okay? All right, so that's the deal. Now, Medicaid, Medicare. Oh, I can't believe we're going to talk about this. I know. But the folks who have got an agenda, they conflate these. And they do it intentionally. The folks who also conflate, as an example, immigration and illegal immigration. World of difference here, kids. So there is a world of difference between Medicaid and Medicare. Do you know what the difference is? Maybe yes, maybe no. Medicaid, which absolutely will have some new regulations and some actual cuts imposed if President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill passes, is a program that deals with people who are low income. Medicare is designed for the elderly and those under 65 with serious disabilities. Medicaid would have some new regulations, including a verification of your address. Does that seem onerous? I mean, if in fact we the people are going to provide money to you because you've told us, hey, I don't make enough money, I can't afford health care, I can't get to my doctor, I'm going to become ill, so I'm asking for help. I don't know about you. I'm perfectly happy to help. In fact, I will be, not to brag, but I'll be one of the first people in line to help you. However, if you are ripping people off, sorry, not interested. If you can't verify your address, why would we be providing money to you? How do we know you're a real person? The other thing is this, for Medicaid, there's also a part of this one big beautiful bill that says instead of once a year, there would be twice yearly verifications. That is outrageous. Is it? My kids have attended Hanover County Public Schools for years. Your kids have attended whatever school division you happen to be in for however long they've been in there. Do you not get a regular email or letter of some sort that says, hey, you got to show us your address again. We have to prove your residency. I don't think that's outrageous at all. I mean, I really don't. I really don't. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. What else would be going into some of these new regulations for Medicaid? Well, remember, Medicaid is for people who don't have a big income. They are low-income folks. They might be unemployed or they might not. But for those who are unemployed, there would be a new requirement that you have to have, if you are able-bodied, some sort of employment. So they are not saying to, oh, I don't know, someone like Julia. Ah, really? They're not going to tell Julia to go get a job? Well, I mean, you can tell Julia to go get a job. And hell, if you get an answer from Julia, you let me know because I'd like to hear it. But no, they're not going to demand that Julia look for some sort of employment. Julia, developmentally, is 18 months old. Interesting. Now, a few other things. When you talk about employment, Jeff, what sort of employment? You're telling these people, man, they haven't worked in years. Now, all of a sudden, you're saying they got to go work 40, 50, 60 hours a week? No, you're going to have to work 80 hours a month. Oh, well, that doesn't seem bad. But what if they can't find a job? What about some sort of educational program? Well, that doesn't seem outrageous. Wouldn't that be a good deal for you? I mean, look, I love education. I really do. If I were to win the lottery tomorrow, and I think that's the plan. I got to check with Heidi, but I think that's the plan. So let's say I win the lottery tomorrow. Here's what I do. Whatever bills I've got or family and friends have got, yeah, go in there and wipe them out just to give everybody sort of a nice clean slate. But then number two, actually it's going to be number one, and the bills probably be number two. But number one or number two, I do that. And then either number one or number two, I set up a nonprofit that helps special needs folks in our community. That's what I do. And then for personal activity, you know what I go? What I do? I'm going back to school. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to get my doctorate in psychology. That's what I'm going to do if I win the lottery. I love education. And I love being, edumacated by people. I like it when people teach me things. I love this. So, yeah, I would go. Now, not a PhD. A PhD in psychology is, it's all research stuff, and I'm not about to go invent a brand new Skinner box, you know? No, the PsyD, the doctorate of psychology, that's like actual practice. That's legitimately helping people, and that's kind of where I'm drawn. But I'm just telling you, as you hear the horror stories about Medicare and Medicaid, and they're conflating the two intentionally, and they're telling you it's designed to do one or the other. Please, take a moment and examine it before you listen to the crazy leftists who...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's not kid ourselves. They hate you anyway. Or the legacy news media hacks. Let's not kid ourselves. They hate us as well. But before you listen to them, investigate for yourself. And you will see it is very, very, very different. All right. Coming up at 4:35, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who, you know, on Saturday mornings hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere. It's right on this radio station, as a matter of fact. It is called, that's right, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. It's good, good stuff. And Stan will be with us to do a little chat about automobiles and have some fun. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. You know, sometimes I get caught, don't I? I get caught like mid-chuckle, and I know people don't believe that Jeremy is a real live boy, but he is. And so Jeremy has this habit of sending me texts and messages, which are very, very funny. But there should be some sort of warning, Germ. I mean, I warn people before I subject them to MSNBC as an example, right? You just do one of these. I warn people to take a sip of a beverage now so that you don't do a spit take. And our company laptops, I can't do a spit take on that. People are complaining about Windows 10. We have Etch-a-Sketch 1. I don't know that, anyway. But I said that what I would do if I won the lottery, personally, I go back to school. I would. I'd get a doctorate in psychology. That's exactly what I would do. And then Germ suggested, well, why don't you just write another book or two, and then colleges will just start giving you a bunch of honorary doctorate degrees. I am available, by the way, for any college that is, you know, interested. I didn't say desperate. Desperate has an ugly ring to it. But interested, I would gladly accept an honorary doctorate from your, Your college, your university. Seriously, I would. Absolutely. Yeah, I would take that. And then I'll give a speech, too. So, see, it works all the way around. It's good stuff. Hey, coming up at 4:35, we have my dear friend, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who during the week you will find either at Certified Auto Repair, which I must tell you is nominated as the best auto repair facility in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of competition right now, or Arts Automotive Service. And I don't know if that's that location has been nominated as well, or if it's simply like the Certified umbrella. But I know Certified is nominated because I just re-nominated them. And that's what you're going to do when you go there. Pretty much everybody you're interested in has been nominated at this point. We're like 5 days into it. So everybody's gotten the nominations that they think are appropriate up there. Now, if you look at something, again, aside from Best Afternoon Radio Show, and you think, oh, there's somebody missing, then you can do that. The nominations clearly for Best Afternoon Radio Show need nothing else, I don't think. But Jeff Katz Show WRBA is up there, and it would, in fact, be great, 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 great for you to support me. That's all. That's all I'm saying. All right. Another weather alert just issued a moment ago. Severe thunderstorm watches and warnings now have been issued throughout central Virginia. That's coming from our friend Matt DiNardo over there at 8 News and Storm Tracker 8. So again, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings now in effect for all of central Virginia. I don't see an end time on that. It looks like it's, well, I guess through the overnight. I'll keep you advised. Oh, wait a minute. Also, a flood warning being issued for some areas as well. I'll get all the details together for you, I promise you that, and share them with you as soon as I have them all compiled appropriately. Coming up at 5:35, dear friend of mine who really has given talk radio respectability that we never would have had otherwise, Michael Harrison will be with us. It's great stuff. Oh, and don't forget, head on over to WRVA.com, download and listen, download and share everything that I talk about. Every single segment is up there. Download it, listen, share, WRVA.com. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, it is, and we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I'm just slightly distracted here. No, because I'm looking at this particular website, go.richmond.com/the best. I am nominating Certified Auto Repair as best car repair shop in all of Central Virginia. And I would urge you to do the same. Again, you go to go.richmond.com/the best. And also, obviously, the Jeff Katz Show for Best Afternoon Radio Show. All right. Now, I mentioned Certified Auto Repair. I mentioned Arts Automotive Service. Clearly, I have to mention Stan Andruski, who is the guy behind both of those operations, my brother from another mother, who joins us on Friday afternoons and then on Saturday mornings, gives up an hour to come in and answer all sorts of great car questions and have a little fun as well on his show. It's called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz, happy Friday. I love self high fives all the way around. Love talking about the shows, and the nomination is phenomenal. Thank you for feeling like we're doing a good enough job to for your repairs to do that. I know I'm your friend, but I know you're sincere, and I know if I sucked, you wouldn't do it. So thank you very much for that.
That is all correct, sir. You are absolutely correct, and not to worry. There's nobody there that's doing less than stellar work. How do you keep up the quality levels? Because you and I have spent so much time together chatting about things. I mean, a lot of big things, but some of this always comes back to the quality that you've been able to attract and maintain with techs and service advisors. That can't possibly be easy.
No, matter of fact, it's one of the hardest things that you see in shops, and as I coach other shop owners, it's how do I help my people get to this level, or how do I find people that can take care of customers that well, right? Kind of like the Chick-fil-A mentality, which is what Megan always had planned for our stores. Is we walk in, we want to treat you with a smile like Chick-fil-A and get you done quickly and correctly, right? Everything's right most of the time. You don't have issues at Chick-fil-A with anything, really. I don't remember a time they've got anything wrong. Maybe it's happened, but it's just rare, right? So a lot of it is understanding people and then encouraging people and showing them how they can be. We never try for perfection ever. It's never been this thing of we need to be perfect. It's just excellence, right? What do you look at in an industry that you consider excellent? And I readily ask our employees that. What to you is something that you would, how would you want to be treated when you walk into a place? Or if they have a bad experience, what would you have done if you were that waitress or waiter or that person? And I do that a lot because what it does is it practically allows people to understand you're not just working on a car here. This is a person on the other side that deserves to be treated with respect. And they could bring their car anywhere in Richmond, but they're trusting us. Mm-hmm. And the people who worked here before you and me and Megan for the last, you know, for me in automotive industry over 30 years, I worked to be able to have that kind of rapport and that kind of trust with people. And they respect it when I put in that perspective, right? They respect it a lot. Yeah. So that's kind of how we do it. You know, I thought that coaching would be more about numbers and, you know, and how do we run our shop, right, and balance sheets, and how do we keep our customers' costs down and parts and negotiations? It's all of that. But the other thing it is it's a lot of people and understanding people. Yeah. Most of us are not challenged in the correct way in our workplace every day to make us better, and that's really what we try to do over at Certified and Arts. We show people that they can do a lot more than they thought they could. We show them how. And then we allow them to start giving back in a way that's even more rewarding than just achieving it yourself. So when you can start giving back to customers and other employees who might be getting trained by you, it's a very rewarding process. So that's just a little bit of kind of how we look at it and how we train.
I love that. I really do. I've admired that for many years. I mean, you and I have had these chats, as I said, throughout the years. But it's such a mindset that you bring to it. And yes, of course, we want our cars service, we want as good a price as we can get, but it is the professionalism, it's the attitude that I believe really does set Certified in Arts apart, and that idea that you're dealing with people who are, number one, they're not looking to rip you off. That you guys in the auto repair side of the world, man, you've gotten, I think, pretty much a bum rap throughout the years, and a lot of us who don't fully understand it. And then sometimes we come up with these crazy ideas like, look, I bought this muffler off of eBay. I'm bringing it in here. You just put it on. It'll be fine. And it's like, yeah, you don't exactly walk into the restaurant and say, hey, I got a cow out back. Just turn it into steaks. We'll all be good, right?
And make sure it tastes well, you know, and it goes along good with it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's exactly the point. I think a lot of times people get out there and they would see that part and not realize that part, even though it looks the same, is not. And people do sometimes learn it the hard way when they do that. We have some listeners who have called us over the years who have put in converters on and things like that, and they end up setting a check engine light. And, you know, they say, well, you know, that they keep saying it's a catalyst efficiency code and there's all this thing, so I'm going to check into this. And I said, no, every time it's a catalyst efficiency code, it's a converter. Now, you get in there, you start doing the research, and GM and Ford and Toyota, every name brand says, no, it could be all these other things. It's always the converter is inefficient. Mm-hmm. And so we have them buy a new converter aftermarket. It's not the correct converter, or it's not made well, and they end up having the same problem again, and then they end up having to bring it back, get it diagnosed correctly, the correct part, and then they're stuck with a boat weight for whatever they bought. And so not only that, being able to provide warranties, you know, I encourage shops all across the country to push your vendors. If your parts are this good and you want us to buy from you, then back those parts up on our customers' cars. And then you start realizing that a lot of those parts are also making factory parts. Chevy doesn't make their own connecting rods, their own pistons, their own ball joints. There's another company, a lot of times it's TRW for the suspension, things like that, who make them for them. And that's every company out there. And so once you realize that, you start understanding that you can teach those things to people, and customers need to understand that the parts are not one and the same. Yeah. We can get very good parts. We can back them up with warranty. And that's what we do. Like, you're going to get a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty minimum on our stuff. And we have longer warranties on many other repairs right now that are even longer than that. So we've been able to achieve that because a part outside is not the same thing as what you'll get through us. And you're exactly right. Outback steak might cost them, and I'm just not trying to pick on Outback, pick any steak company. Maybe one week it cost them, you know, $15 for that steak, and the next week it cost them $5. A lot of times those restaurants will not change it because that's their profit. They've made a little money for a week or two. Mm-hmm. We encourage that if it drops down like that, that we drop the prices down for the customers as well. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're exactly right. It's things like that. That's how we think the business side of things and taking care of people and trying to separate the, I don't know, sort of the wizardry when you walk into a shop of feeling like you're going to be left out, or you're not going to be explained in a way that you can understand something. So you feel like maybe somebody's screwing you over. We try to get rid of that. We try to standardize the industry and make it easier for people, not harder.
Yeah, well, I think you're doing a great job. And I think a big part of it, last number of years, as you have hosted every Saturday morning starting at 8 a.m. in the garage with Stan Andruski, taking an hour out of your day, taking an hour away from your massive estate to come in and answer a couple of car questions, things of that sort. What do you have planned for tomorrow? Is there anything in particular you think we ought to be hitting on?
Yes, 100%. And let me just say this. You've been with me for every step. And so I wanted to say thank you. You know, it's in the garage of Stan Andruski. We know on the page, on the Facebook page, says, and Jeff. Because Jeff has been with, even when I didn't understand which buttons to push, how the whole industry worked, I just wanted to help people. And Jeff's like, come here, let me teach you something, young fella. So I appreciate you being there so much. I will say this, you know, we continually, and I don't know how long I'll have to talk about this, but we, even this past week, I know you've seen it on the some of the text messages and everything we're getting, it's there's over and over and over questions talking about, you know, maintenance and when do I actually do it? And yep. That's one big problem with this industry. There is no set of standards for the automotive industry out there. And the only people you have to really trust is finding a good station who has people that have worked on cars for a number of years. And then realistically, they're your experts on it. The proof of the pudding is in them. They have a good reputation. They take care of people and they fix every car that comes in. That's your expert. There's no, you know, traffic department of transportation that's an expert. There's nobody out there that's an expert on cars besides your mechanics that have been working on your car for a number of years. And they do know better than the sales teams that talk about your maintenance schedules in your book. We may not know better than the engineers, but when you listen to the engineers, that's where we get our maintenance from, where they say, wait a minute, I know they're saying 10,000 miles on an oil change, but we don't recommend that on any engine. There's not an engineer in any of the big three or any of the major car manufacturers across the country that recommend 10,000 mile oil changes. So the expertise, so I want to talk more about that tomorrow, about maintenance. Of course, we keep having questions about windshield wipers. Yeah, so we're going to cover a lot, whatever calls you guys have, situations you're dealing with. I brought my car here. They're telling me I need this or that. And I'm just having, I want a second opinion, which is something else Arts and Certified started doing this year. We just said, don't worry about anything. We'll give you a free second opinion. Bring it by. Don't worry about the diagnosis, any of that. We're going to take care of it. And as long as we can get to it within a reasonable amount of time, we don't have to pull anything apart, per se, and do extra long, extensive testing. We'll give you a second opinion for free of whether we think they're making an adequate decision on your vehicle or not.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. We'll spend a little time in the garage. It's going to be a blast, my friend.
Can't wait.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. See you. That is Stan Andruski. He is the car whisperer. I'm telling you, he's talking to your car. You may not even realize it. But Stan's ears are perked. Your car is whispering sweet nothings there. And Stan, he won't tell you, but I'll tell you. I've watched him. I really have, because, again, we demoted him from friend to family a long time ago. But I've been with him in the back, in the shops, and just watched him as he's listened to an engine, said, oh, you know, such and such is not where I can hear it. And even the other techs and everybody at Certified, man, they're all A-level techs. There's nobody back there that doesn't know what they're doing. And even they're like, well, I'm going to take some notes from Stan because he gets it. He gets it in a big, big way. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. in the garage with that man right there, Stan Andruski, on this very radio station, News Radio WRBA. 4:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. Yes, 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 we have made it. Congratulations, self-high-fives all the way around. We've got thunderstorms rolling in any moment now up here in the center of the universe. We now have, it looks like somebody turned the lights off. You know, we've gotten that dark sort of cover. The clouds are heavy, so it's going to be starting here any moment. I can tell you that. Where you are, I don't know. If you're seeing it, you know the deal, right? You can always hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You know, you got something going on in your neck of the woods, by all means, let me know. The good sheriff of Chesterfield County, Carl Leonard, a dear friend, a longtime dear friend, he's a little off when it comes to raising money for the Special Olympics of Virginia. He said he'll pretty much do anything. Remember the first year he came up with some crazy stuff? He took some sort of one chip challenge. Was it Packy? I think it was Packy. And you have to sign medical waivers. And listen, I got to tell you something. Anything that involves me signing away my legal rights to hold you responsible for hurting me, no, I'm not on board with that. Sorry. But Carl did it to raise money for Special Olympics of Virginia. I think he's still recovering from eating that chip. Then we did team up. We got matching Special Olympics of Virginia tattoos. I didn't mind that at all. Mike Ivey from a Journey's End Tattoo Studio in Powhatan, who, by the way, I noticed yesterday put on his Facebook page that he's got openings tomorrow, Saturday. Now, let me tell you, if Heidi were here, I'd run out. I got to get a little color flame thing touched up a little bit. But anyway, I digress. But we got matching Special Olympics of Virginia tattoos because we raised, I think it was like $10,000 for Special Olympics of Virginia, or $15,000. And then, of course, we did it live on Facebook. this past fundraising cycle, what did we do? We walked on fire. 24 feet of burning, flaming, hot coals Carl and I walked on. Now, Carl, because he's Carl, went one step further. He was dressed as Fred Flintstone. That was a leftover from the polar plunge. I did not have a matching Barney costume, so I just went dressed as me, and nobody knew. But we did that, and I thought that was great. This year, what do we do? What do we do? I keep coming back to alligator wrestling. Carl's not entirely on board with that. Carl is a roller coaster fanatic. I have a policy in my life. I rode one roller coaster one time when I was a small child, and I don't ever need to ride another one. So I don't think that's the best idea. And it's not just that I would not feel good about it. Oh, I'd be miserably ill, and it would probably damage my back, and it'd be all sorts of terrible things that would happen. But in addition to that, Carl would have fun doing it. So it doesn't count. It has to be something that pains both of us. Or scares both of us. So a couple of new suggestions have come in. Somebody has suggested that we get in a shark cage and, oh, there's more to it. Get in the shark cage, then have the shark cage lowered into the ocean where there are sharks. Oh, somebody has thought this one through. I could probably, maybe, okay. Then somebody suggested, since we have so many haunted properties. People tell us they're haunted. My buddy McSloniker, who's a retired big-time police officer, he's really involved with this whole paranormal investigation stuff. And he said, you got to come out to some of this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuff, man. It's crazy how this stuff is really, really haunted. He believes in it. And I thought, well, what if we did like an overnight in one of these totally haunted locations to raise money for Special Olympics? And then somebody else suggested, well, what about this? What if you guys pitch a tent in a haunted cemetery and sleep out there overnight? Because that puts us closer to the zombies, I think. What do you think? Anybody? Hit me up. Seriously. James River Air text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Are any of those tickling you? Is anybody listening to that going, hey, I'd pledge $100 to watch you guys spend a night in a haunted place where there's some vicious ghost? Yeah, I'd give you, Jeff, I'll give you $200 to sleep in the cemetery. 833-804-1140. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Can you tell I'm happy? No, we've made it, man. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. Thunderstorms have arrived, by the way. They are here. Ladies and gentlemen, check it off your bingo card. They have arrived. Rich, who is the host, as you know, of Richmond's Morning News, Rich Rivera, he's going to be out, he said, at the Taco Fest. Now, it's not like an event. He's just going to eat. Good for him. Good for him. I'll have to get some feedback from him next time I see him. We've met a couple of times now, just hanging out. Good guy. Good guy. I don't know that you've listened. I would urge you to listen. That's all. I just would urge you to give him a listen in the morning. Again, he starts at 6 in the morning. I've still got people saying, you know, Jeff, he's not Jimmy Barrett. No kidding. Jimmy Barrett hasn't been here in a decade. Well, you know, Alden Arrow. Okay, gang, I get it. We've all got a lot invested in WRVA. We do. I'm honored to say that I have been part of WRBA for 13% of its history, because it's going to be 100 years old. That's pretty good. But we get things, change comes and it goes and this and that. So listen, give the guy a shot, will you? 6 in the morning, Rich will be here. And I'm hoping you'll be here as well, okay? Taco Fest sounds like a lot of fun. I'm not doing Taco Fest because I got Julia duty. I'm going to sneak out for about an hour on Saturday. One of my friends is having a birthday, and one of my friends is having a birthday party for that particular person who happens to be his wife. Now, I don't know that it's official. I think it's officially known, but I'm not going to give any names in the event that I screw up like some big surprise thing. But anyway, I'm going to pop out for about an hour there and come back and hang out with Julia, and both boys are home, and Heidi will be conspicuous by her absence. That's okay. You know, be the guys hanging out. We can't possibly make the place dirtier than we've already made it. And then Sunday, I'm hoping you'll join everybody at the Vail event. Virginia Law Enforcement Foundation runs from 11 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. It's over at Greentop in Ashland. If you are a supporter of law enforcement, you should be there. Just go around and you can say thank you. There's all sorts of cool stuff available. If you are interested in law enforcement as a profession, well, guess what? You've got about 50 agencies or thereabouts that will be represented, and they can help you out with the information that you're looking for. I mean, it's just a great opportunity, and it's great fun. We've got the dunk tank. My dear friend John Burkett, crime insider from CBS6, who I nominated for Best Local TV Personality in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best Of competition, which you should vote for, go.richmond.com/thebest. He'll be getting in the dunk tank, hoping to get his championship back. And the Pie Safe Baking Company is going to be over there. Yeah, Laura Sylvester has all sorts of special blue events. And I know by this point you have seen and heard the moronic crap that came from James Comey. Oh, what an embarrassing, despicable display from a guy who promised us that he just wanted to live in anonymity. Well, here's a suggestion, former Director Comey. If you want people not to be aware of what you say and think, then shut the hell up. Stop sending things on social media. Well, you know what he did, don't you? 8647. He claims he just found these shells on the beach as he was walking. Anybody believe that? Because I don't. And then he decides, well, you know, this is obviously a political statement. And listen, dude, you're not fooling anybody. And now the question becomes, were you in fact making some sort of a threat against the president? I want you to take a listen. Tulsi Gabbard, who, again, I will repeat, has been a wonderful guest on this here program. I love Tulsi. She was on with Jesse Waters last night, and she called it exactly as it needed to be called. Let's hear cut number three.
Homeland Security just launched an investigation into former FBI Director James Comey for threatening to 86 President Trump. Comey posted this picture of seashells spelling out 8647, claiming he just ran into him on the beach. Comey says he knew it was a political message, but didn't know what 86 meant. Tulsi Gabbard's the director of national intelligence. Are you buying that the former FBI director didn't know what 86 Trump meant?
Absolutely not, Jesse. That is a ridiculous and insane statement to make, certainly within this context, but especially coming from a guy who's the former director of the FBI, a guy who spent most of his career prosecuting mobsters and gangsters, people who know and execute other humans and use this exact lingo of 86. Comey himself admitted in his follow-on message that he knew that this was a political statement. Well, the only reason he knew that, Jesse, was because a little over a month ago, a bunch of anti-Trump, anti-Elon Musk protesters were proliferating the use of this 8647 slogan, which was a veiled call to action to murder the sitting president of the United States. So for Comey to think that we, the American people, are so stupid as to think that he, as a former FBI director, former prosecutor, and someone who clearly pays attention to what's going on, would believe his lie that he didn't know what this actually was calling for? The dangerousness of this, Jesse, cannot be underestimated. When we have two assassination attempts on the president's life, when we have people who look to guys like Comey, who've been celebrated by MSNBC and the Democrat elite and CNN as the beacon of integrity, the law and order guy, the guy who would tell the truth no matter what the consequences, this is the guy who's issuing a hit on President Trump, the president that the American people voted for. So it's guys like Comey and others who call the president the modern day Nazi, people who are in great positions of influence, who are saying that President Trump poses an existential threat to our country. These are people who hate democracy and hate the American people because they cannot stand that the people overwhelmingly chose to elect Donald Trump and send him back to the White House. So they are seeking other means to get their way and to try to remove him from that position.
Yep. I'll take Tulsi for the square, Peter. Yeah, Tulsi takes the square. She's absolutely right. Now James Comey wants to come back. Well, I didn't know. I mean, I was only the director of the FBI, and I was a career federal prosecutor, and I was a Marine. I didn't know. Baloney, dude. There's nobody that believes you. Now, the question becomes, was it freedom of speech, or was it a threat against the president of the United States? I'm not the one who's going to decide that. And I, my sense is that he'll sort of skate, that nothing happens. Do I want something to happen? No, I guess not. I want him to shut up and go away. I mean, I really do. And he promised us that years ago, that he was going to fade into obscurity. He was just going to be a professor. Now he's miseducating hundreds of students each and every year. But just go away. We get it. You hate Trump. Believe me, I wrote it down. I got a 3x5 card or a post-it note, or maybe I wrote it on my toe. I don't know, but I wrote it down. I swear to you, I didn't forget that you hate the president. We got it. But 8647 has taken on a shorthand for the most deranged, demented people in America who are calling for the assassination of the president. That cannot be tolerated. I don't care if you like this president or not. Threats against the president of the United States, whoever that person might be, simply, positively, totally cannot be tolerated. And people who make such threats, regardless of their political affiliation or the president's political affiliation, need to be held accountable and charged accordingly. Michael Harrison, dear friend of mine for 3 decades. The man who gave talk radio legitimacy. I'm not kidding you. He won't say it, but he did. And he remains the publisher of the top trade paper in our industry, Talkers Magazine. He'll be with us at 5:35. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Let me see. All right, couple of suggestions coming in for the big Special Olympics of Virginia fundraiser. A couple of stupid comments that you know, it sounds a little weird. They're actually too stupid to actually share on the air. You know, I enjoy a good hate text or just stupid for stupid's sake. But some of them you just go, yeah, no. But here's one that makes a lot of sense. 804, Jeff, James Comey should already be in jail for lying to Congress about FISA warrants. Clinton, Russia, collusion. Okay. Jeff, I was a career first grade teacher for 34 years. Even I know what 86 means. Well, I will put you in touch with James Comey then, and maybe you can explain it to him. 804 Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, Jeff, hey, I'll call it for you. That is a threat. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of hearing these leftists hide behind the First Amendment. Well, I live and die with the First Amendment. I will defend anybody's right to speak freely, especially those people who disagree with me. I mean, I know they're wrong, but so what? Let everybody understand that they're wrong. I'm okay with that. Then there are a couple of suggestions coming in that are outrageous for the Special Olympics of Virginia fundraiser. But, and from the RBA says, Jeff, Poplar Grove Cemetery in Petersburg is haunted, as is the Center Hill Mansion. Well, what do you think? Could we possibly do some sort of a fundraiser that involves Carl Leonard and myself spending the night, say, pitched in a tent at the Poplar Grove Cemetery in Petersburg? What do you think? Maybe. What about one of these buildings, Center Hill Mansion? Isn't there one of the plantation locations, I think, is supposed to be haunted? I got to reach McSloniker down in Midlothian. He may, I don't know, he might be out riding in the rain. He's got, no, it's all right. He's got like those big training wheels on the side of his motorcycle, but he would know because he's totally into this whole paranormal stuff. So maybe we should do that. Here's another one. This is interesting. 804, Jeff, I would pay for a ticket to go camping with you and Carl at a haunted cemetery or house. Huh. Maybe we could raise some money that way. I'll see. All right, look, I'm putting everything out there because I just don't think the roller coaster thing works. Because, again, you know, Carl would enjoy it, and I would not. And we've got to go for some degree of danger and an equal lack of comfort. Alligator wrestling. You know, the Yakking Yentas on The View, they're, how do I say it nicely? They're bad people. They really are. They're not good people. But they are also, I think, such bigots that the fact they're still on amazes me. It really honestly does. And I'm not telling you I have very high hopes for the legacy news media or even what purports to be entertainment. But good Lord, they're out there. So I do have a little snippet. It's been forever since we've had anything from The View. So hang on one second, because I don't want anybody... If you do have, yes, if you have some sort of a beverage that you are enjoying, take a sip now, because otherwise you're going to spit it all over your windshield or your laptop or your spouse. Anyway, Slice, it's not going to end well. Cut number one, please.
And I think something that we're not talking about is enough about is what Donald Trump did on Monday, is that the Trump administration allowed in 59 white South African refugees into this country, claiming that they were fleeing racial discrimination and land appropriation. So the South African president has been actively, denying that and denying that persecution. He says a refugee is someone who has to leave their country out of fear of political persecution, religious persecution, or economic persecution. They don't fit that bill. And so the fact that Afghan refugees, mm-hmm. people who helped us during the Afghanistan war, helped us and protected our troops, that program has been dismissed. The fact that Haitians that are Haitians. Truly refugees, they have been denied protected status.
So what do you
status.
Think is the bottom line, Sonny?
Well...
No, but I mean, for all of the attacks that the Trump administration at the time campaign made on the Biden administration over what I agree was a disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, we're once again betraying the Afghan people.
Yes, we are.
By saying if you're here under CIV and you have a right as a refugee, you fought alongside us, we're sending you back to hell.
Yet we are
to daily beatings, lack
South
of basic freedoms.
That's
but
not
it's a double betrayal.
Picking beefs with allies. It tracks mm-hmm. with everything
what
else.
What was that, Joy?
Doing.
They're not white people. That's why they don't want them here. It's obvious to me.
She said it. I didn't.
Yeah, that crap crazy. By the way, those Afrikaners they're talking about, they had their farms taken away from them. There are countless white farmers in South Africa who have been murdered. They have had their land taken from them. They have no means to make a living. Now, at some point, somebody's going to prioritize stuff. Hey, this group comes in, that group doesn't come in. I get it, and not everybody's happy, but what you heard there about these folks just now, complete, total, utter lies. That's a shame, don't you think? I think so. I really do. It's 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Now, that's a wonderful piece of work. Obviously, it's been popping up on this program for a couple of months now, and I am hopeful that everybody went over to YouTube and talkers.com and watched the full piece. It has such an important message, and there's a strength of conviction there that you don't necessarily find in a lot of places. Michael Harrison is a friend of mine. Has been for three decades at this point, the publisher of Talkers, and I wanted to bring him back. It's just been far too long since he joined us, and just to chat about that and chat about some of the things we're seeing talk radio personalities get involved in these days that, could be a little bit shocking. Michael, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, Jeff. It's great to be on the program with you. Thank you for playing the song. I'm amazed how much traction it continues to get.
Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, Gun Hill Road, you guys are tight, you're solid. You do songs about things that, well, they mean things, these songs.
Well, it's a matter of reinventing yourself over the years to have some type of pertinence. And although the group goes back to the late 60s and early 70s, and is still called by many people in the pop music scene a one-hit wonder, because they actually had a top 40 hit in 1973 called Back When My Hair Was Short. There's something about Gun Hill Road that defies the descriptions and the dimensions of the music business. It really is, at this point, a very modern ensemble that is in the business of making music videos that both have songs and music and video accompaniments that are on places like YouTube and, of course, Spotify and all the places where you can get your podcasts. And we sort of reinvented the genre of music that applies to talk radio. The only radio that plays Gun Hill Road is talk radio. And at this point, I would say the music that we have been making for the past 6-7 years has surpassed over 250,000 and is approaching 500,000 downloads and listens on the internet. Which is really remarkable when you think about it. So it's kind of a little phenomenon. It's not, you know, we're not the Beatles, but we ain't chop liver either.
No, and, you're not. Now, what goes into writing the songs? Because you are the man behind the lyrics, are you not?
To a point. Yeah. These guys are really talented. I have the great fortune of being with three other guys, the core of the group of four men. We do bring in female singers. We do bring in outside drummers, and everything's organic. All the music is organic. There's no AI in the music. We mess around a lot with computers when it comes to the visuals.
Sure.
But the music is definitely the real deal. And these guys are bright. So yeah, I am the I'm sort of the nose cone. I'm the tip of the arrow when it comes to subject matter and lyrics. But their contributions to both the subject matter and the lyrics are not to be taken lightly. And I consider myself to be musically certainly blessed to have them around me. They make me sound good. I'm not really a musician, but they carry me nicely. I do bring good spoken word skills to it. But I am part of the lyric and the words. But these guys are involved on every level. Paul Reich, Steve Goldrich, and Brian Coonan are their names, and then there's me, Michael Harrison, and that's Gun Hill Road circa 2025. Very proud of it. Very proud and very grateful to be in the group.
Well, you absolutely should be very proud of it. I want to ask you, Michael, because you, I've just said this to my listeners time and time again, you are the man, really, who gave talk radio a legitimacy. at a time when we were all sort of wandering in the wilderness, trying to figure out what our role was. Were we reporters? Were we entertainers? Were we a floor topping? We were, you know, a floor wax, a dessert topping. What were we? Talkers came along and really did give a standing and a legitimacy to talk radio. And now we have talk radio success stories who have left talk radio, and three that I specifically wanted to talk to you. One is still in talk radio, but two left. Dan Bongino had one of the most successful radio programs, most successful podcasts. President Trump reaches out to him and says, would you be the deputy director of the FBI? Now, he's got to walk away for some pretty big money and big exposure to take that slot. What's your thought on that?
Well, it's interesting. The history of it is that we started Talkers in 1990 to give talk show hosts prestige, credibility, gravitas, and respect in a radio industry where the DJ was king and talk show hosts were considered a sideshow. Yeah. And then we started to do a campaign to give talk radio that same level of respect for being influential. Yep. Now, we're stunned by the level of success that talk show hosts have. There aren't any DJs that you can really speak of other than a handful left that have big names. Yep. Not to be, you know, disrespectful to them, but let's face it, the big names in radio are talk show hosts. And the influence, I mean, my goodness, the influence is way beyond anything we could have imagined, almost to the point that sometimes we're frightened by what we unleashed. Because I do believe that Talkers Magazine, I think the two biggest influences that made talk radio what it is today, and I'm not saying me, because Talkers has a life of its own beyond me, but I think that the number one influence is Rush Limbaugh. Yep. May he rest in peace. Right. Whether you like him or not, yep, his influence on talk radio and radio in general in the 20th century into the 21st century was profound. And I think the other major influence in delivering talk radio to the point that it's at right now is Talkers, yeah, which I am very much a part of having created, but I am not Talkers. Talkers, just like I am not Gun Hill Road, right. Talkers is bigger and more than I am. And I think that those two entities, the trade journal Talkers and the influence that it had all around the world, especially with mainstream media, and Rush Limbaugh, I think were the two things that turned talk radio into an influential powerhouse. And you talk about a guy like Dan Bongino, you talk about a guy like Sean Hannity, who has the ear of the president of the United States. And I got to tell you something else. Do you know who I consider to be a talk show host? I consider Donald Trump to be a talk show host. He is the first shock president that we've ever had. He basically applies all the techniques of talk radio to his presidency. Do you see a tie in there?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Donald Trump is the first real media president. And you're right. He draws the lines in accordance with what we have learned in talk radio. He understands an attention span of listeners. He understands what is important to his constituents. He super serves his P1. He gives people what it is that they're interested in. And then just when you think you've got him backed into a corner, there's something that comes out of seemingly nowhere, but you and I both know it didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of the president's mind that says, all right, guys, here, hold my Diet Coke and watch this.
Absolutely. He is the embodiment of that kind of thinking. And again, I don't mean that to be a partisan statement. It has nothing to do with whether I agree with him, don't disagree with him, yeah, like him, don't like him. We're talking about talk radio. Yeah. Now, the other thing, I don't know where you were heading when you were talking about others with influence, yeah, but one of the great influences of talk radio has been to create and spawn, if you will, all these other channels and venues and platforms under the collective umbrella we call talk media. Yes. Without talk radio, there'd be no Fox News channel. Without talk radio, CNN wouldn't have gone from predominantly the reading of the news to guys like Larry King and talk shows in prime time. The whole talk media scene, which now includes talk media podcasts, yes, both the left and the right. There's a ton of left liberal Democratic Party supporting programs in the podcast world, and now the video podcast world on YouTube. Yes. That all emanates from those original talk shows in the late 80s and early 90s that were spearheaded by Rush Limbaugh and given credibility and explanation and categorization by Talkers Magazine.
Well, that's exactly where I was headed, Michael. It's amazing how these minds work together. That's exactly what I wanted to ask you about, because you, not just you, I don't want to just give you credit, but Talkers and obviously Rush has given rise to an entire collection of different platforms, whether it is the YouTube, the podcast world, traditional talk radio, if you will, and it is not party specific. It is not ideologically unique simply to the right. I know I personally am a little biased. I think the conservatives have done it better, but that's just me. But I listen to any number of so-called left-wing shows that are podcasts, and some of them have tremendous production value. Some of them have now understood that a sense of humor is a wonderful thing when you have a show. You know, you got to be able to laugh at some point. It can't just be delivering a list of talking points. So, yes, it all grows out of Rush paving the way and Talkers giving credibility to those of us who talk for a living.
Yeah, I mean, I spent at least 2 or 3 hours of every day for something like 25 to 30 straight years talking to the press, defending talk show hosts.
Yeah.
Defending them, one, from a First Amendment standpoint, and two, from the idea that there is no one mainstream in American thought. That there, and let me mention something about you to your listeners, even though you did make a remark that you do personally subscribe to the conservative wing of talk media and news talk radio. I see you at our conferences. I see you with broadcasters. You get along beautifully with people from all points of view on the spectrum. And as much as you are a conservative commentator, you're also a champion of the First Amendment and a diversified media. Don't know how much you say that, but I know that when push comes to shove, you like to see even points of view that you don't agree with have a healthy platform in today's marketplace of ideas. I know that about you. I hope you don't mind my revealing that to the audience.
Shh, don't tell anybody that, Mike. Don't say that out loud where people might hear. But I do. I you know, it's funny. As we went to you, I had just delivered a little, some would call it a diatribe. Some might call it a monologue. But I said, I live and die with that First Amendment, and I will absolutely defend your right, especially if you disagree with me. I found that out, I think, over the years chatting with Alan Dershowitz, of all people. I really do believe that to my core, and I'm passionate about it. And that's why I love what you were doing. I love what Gun Hill Road does with this. And I also wanted to ask you just very quickly, and we don't have a huge amount of time, unfortunately, but Frank Morano, who was very successful. He had a visual podcast. He did the overnight show with WABC in New York. Now he just got elected to the New York City Council. You see Sid Rosenberg, again from WABC, John Catsimatidis' operation, but just got appointed to the Holocaust Memorial Council. So our industry is really now being represented in all of these important areas of life and saying, hey, you know what? We do something legitimate. We really do advocate on behalf of people, and others are taking note of that.
Yeah, taking note of it, that these people are not just spokespeople, but they're leaders. I mean, I hear there's a guy in Virginia who was appointed to one of the seats on a council for people with special needs recently. I don't remember who it was.
Nor do
but
I.
But yeah. I thought, oh, it's you. You know, well, how does it feel? How does it feel to go from at one time being a radio entertainer,
yeah,
who in some cases put his toe across the line into the realm of being a bad boy,
yeah,
to being a really good boy and helping people on the level you have and winning awards for it. How do you feel?
It's pretty doggone good, Michael. It is a nice feeling. It's a humbling feeling, and it is so appropriate you are here today, my friend. You know what just popped up in my memories on Facebook? 3 years ago today, and this wasn't planned this way, but, you know, 3 years ago today, Talkers announced the recipient of the 2022 Humanitarian of the Year Award. And I will be forever grateful for that. But it was, again, as somebody who spent a lot of time on the bad boy side of things, it was for me a reminder of the true value of what we do and the potential value in what we do. So you got to keep doing what you're doing, my friend. I mean, keep at. Do you have a new song planned for Gun Hill Road, or are you?
We have one that we're working on, and we should have it ready to go, I would say, within a month.
Okay.
Hopefully by the midsummer, we have one, and it basically is about the disappointment we all feel in the disintegration of some of the noble institutions that we grew up, that our generation and the ones just behind us grew up thinking were just part of the human experience, and that you know, we're disappointed that, you know, our insurance companies are out to get us, the healthcare system's out to get us, big pharma's out to get us. I can go on and on. So, yeah,
well,
that's
what
it's about.
When that's done, obviously, I want to have you back. We want to work that song into our rotation as well. It's just great to hear your voice, sir. It is so wonderful to have you with us. You always have an open mic here, and I can't wait to have you back when the new song drops.
It's an honor to be on your show. It's an honor to know you. And you keep up the good work, because you're the real deal. You're where the rubber meets the road, Jeff Katz. And I don't mean to be patronizing, but I'm so proud of you, and I'm so proud to have known you for so many decades and to watch you continue to be increasingly relevant.
All right. I love you, Michael. I'll talk to you soon. That is Michael Harrison. He is the publisher of Talkers, and you want to talk about one of the best guys out there. If you are the one person who has not heard the Don't Stop Talking song, I mean, obviously you've heard it, you've heard pieces of it on this program, but if you want to hear the whole thing, go and take a look for it on YouTube. It's great, 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 great. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Bam! We have made it, my friends. Yes, indeed. It is Friday. That's all. So self high fives all the way around. Congratulations. Now, I got to tell you, I went overtime with Michael, but Michael is such a dear friend, and I value and cherish him like you would not believe. So it was just wonderful to hear his voice. Gang, it is Friday. You know what that means? I'm going to wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, that simply means have yourself a great weekend. We are going to end today as we have since October the 7th, 2023, by playing Hatikva. That is the national anthem of Israel. Hatikva is Hebrew for the hope. Beware the weather. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.